Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to Shifting Paradigms. I am your host, Jess Ananda. And today, I want to talk about our inner child, our inner innocence. And I want to read something from a book called The Voice of Knowledge by Don Miguel Ruiz. As little children, we are completely authentic. We never pretend to be what we are not. Our tendency is to play and explore, to live in the moment, to enjoy life. Nobody teaches us to be that way. We are born that way. This is our true nature before we learn to speak. When the human mind is mature enough for abstract concepts, we learn to qualify everything, right or wrong, good or bad, beautiful or ugly. We create a story about what we should be. We put our faith in the story, and the story becomes truth for us. Behind all of the messages that we hear as children are the silent messages that are never said, but that we can understand. It is not okay to be me. I am not good enough. The moment we agree, we stop being ourselves and start pretending to be what we are not. Just to please other people, just to fit an image they create for us according to their story. Breathe that in. The moment we agree, we stop being ourselves and start pretending to be what we are not, just to please other people, just to fit an image they create for us according to their story. Soak that in. You can never be what you are not. You can only be you, and that's it. And you are you right now, and it's effortless. Humans are born in truth, but we grow up believing in lies. One of the biggest lies in the story of humanity is the lie of our imperfection. It's just a story, but we believe it. And we use a story to judge ourselves, to punish ourselves, and to justify our mistakes. Everything in God's creation is perfect because God is perfect. If we don't see our own perfection, it's because our attention is focused on our story. The lies in our story keep us from seeing the truth. But with awareness, we can change the story and return back to the absolute truth, back to that innocence, that childlike innocence, that space of bliss and beingness, not being caught up in the past traumas and not being caught up in the future goals and dreams, but being here right now and just tuning in into the magic of life. I want you to remember what it was like during your childhood. What were the things that brought joy to you, that made you so happy? Whether it was riding your bike on a nice hot summer day or in the spring, or painting, running around in sprinklers, rolling down the hills, playing with your friends, just being. I want you to remember what were the things that brought that bliss into your present moment. And I want you to bring that into your life now. I invite you to tune in into that frequency that is still within you. And nurture every single day. Nurture your inner child. Because remember, when we were kids, we didn't want to be adults. Because we had this image that to be an adult, we had to pay bills, we had to go to work, we had to have all these responsibilities, worries, and stress. So we just wanted to stay young so we can go play outside and have fun. At least that's what I remember. I didn't want to grow up because I wanted to be a kid and I just wanted to have fun. I saw the hell my parents lived in and I didn't want that. I just wanted to have fun. I remember when I got my period when I was 11 years old, I thought my life was over because I just wanted to ride my bike. And now I'm over here with like a diaper period pad. And I was just like, how am I supposed to play with this big old pad? I literally thought my life was over because I thought that I wasn't going to be able to ride bikes anymore. So it's that beautiful state of beingness that we naturally have within us, but we forget as we get caught up with the story of life and the story that they keep putting into us, that we have to live a certain way, that we have to be a certain way, that we have to fit all these societal norms. And then we forget who we are. We get caught up in doing instead of being. We're human beings, not human doings. So that's my message for you guys today. I encourage you and I invite you to meditate and go back into your childhood, into the times where you were just pure innocence, where you had no worries, even if there was a lot going on in your environment, but you didn't even care because you were too busy having fun. You were too busy being present. You were full of excitement and joy and mystery. This is what I'm inviting you to step into, that carelessness and that presence, that light within just radiating like the sun. And that's my message for you guys today. I hope that you have a beautiful, transformative day full of so much love, light, blessings, and wholeness. Stay tuned for the next episodes. Make sure you subscribe and join the tribe. And I will talk to you and connect with you on the next episode. Hari Om Tat Sat.